This is KCUR 89.3. Dr. Philip L. Stevens delivered generations of babies in Tonganoxie, Kansas, and at one time or another, he saw just about everybody in town. He died in 2015, and now his family is trying to preserve the legacy of his 60 years in practice. KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports.
The door swings open into the front room of Doc's Pop Shop in downtown Tonganoxie. It's a room with wooden shelves lined with bottles of soda. It's tiny, about the size of, well, what you'd expect a waiting room in a small town doctor's office might be. And that's what it was. The waiting room of Tonganoxie's family doctor, Doc Phil Stevens.
All the chairs were always in the same place and a little window right over there. What was Mrs. Hardesty? Worked there for years and years.
Jennifer Troll was one of Doc Stevens' patients as a child. She's downtown for the summer street fair, Tonganoxie Days, where the heat has brought Troll and a bunch of others into what's now this specialty soda shop. Visitors are opening the 70-year-old ivory-colored Frigidaire that Doc kept his lunch and his medicines in. They're hand-picking a cold bottle of pop, cream soda, root beer, and more.
Mexican squirt.
It's grapefruit soda.
It's squirt soda. It has real sugar in it. Made in Mexico. It's literally squirt from Mexico.
Yeah, it's almost like.
Doc Stevens was the family doctor in Tonganoxie for 60 years to the day. Folks here talk about him as a pillar of the community, a legend. Their eyes twinkle when they remember his gentle kindness and his dedication. Simon Stevens, a strapping high school senior with a mop of wavy brown hair, is the good doctor's grandson. Today, he's minding the store from a stool opposite the front door. At his feet is a worn cardboard box filled with wooden blocks.
The rectangular box, there's a couple with letters, maybe five or six, but the rest are blue squares and red rectangles, and people just, they come in, they're like, oh my God, I remember playing with the blocks.
He says people are always engaging him in conversation about his grandfather.
And then they'll talk to me for sometimes 45 minutes about their experience with my grandpa, and sometimes I have to hold back tears because it's just so sweet. People remember, you know, him from such a young age to even 6 years ago when they stubbed their toe and didn't know if something was wrong.
Through the old waiting room is a short, narrow hall. At one end is an old standing scale with that kind of weight that slides sideways up and down the numbers. At the other end of the hall is the doctor's examining room. It's preserved in time as if he was just out for lunch. His soft examining table is still covered with the clean white paper. His old stethoscope and his scissors, tape, and tweezers are out on the counter. Lining the walls are groups of black and white baby pictures. Dozens of babies that Dr. Stevens delivered. Janice Barbosa is a cousin of Dr. Stevens.
He's the old town doctor. And you look, I mean, this is like, you know, the population of Tonganoxie on his wall. You know, he delivered practically every one of them.
Just across the street from Doc's Pop Shop, Laura Lee Stevens, Doc's daughter, has opened Ryan's Public House. There'd been a funeral up the street, so some of the mourners were gathering at the back. A lot of people had migrated inside out of the heat and humidity. The doctor's 88-year-old wife, Betty, was sitting on a chair with a bowl of candied nuts on a table in front of her.
He loved his patients. He got to know all of them.
She says each and every one was equally important to him. And she remembers one woman her husband had sent to a specialist, a surgeon.
And then she came back in a few days crying. They wouldn't see her unless she could give them $75. So he had his secretary go get his personal checkbook and give her a check for $75. She didn't have any money. She didn't have any job.
Betty Stevens remembers all the missed holidays and the late nights she waited up for her husband when he got called out for a baby delivery or an emergency. As they both aged, she stopped getting up with him, but he continued to go out on calls until summer of 2015.
July the 1st was his 60th year. He didn't want any party, any celebration. He came home that night, ate supper. After about 15 or 20 minutes, he said, I'm sorry, honey, I've just got to go to bed. I'm so tired. Then he went to bed, and he never woke up the next morning.
At Doc's Pop Shop, there's a basket of safety suckers, those colored round lollipops with a loopy string attached. Kids get them when they leave, whether they were good or not, the same way they did after a visit to Doc Stevens. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.